And time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 10th day of August for 2021. Well, topping the news for today, another suspect has pled guilty and has been sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for the shooting death of an Amador County man more than 5 years ago in the parking lot of a Lake Tahoe motel. Andrew Adams of Suisun City originally was charged with murder and robbery in the fatal shooting of Dennis Spike Wright of River Pines outside the Beverly Lodge in South Lake Tahoe on January 30th, 2016. He eventually pled guilty to second-degree murder in a plea bargain agreement with prosecutors. One man has already been sentenced to prison, while three others still await trial. Judge Suzanne Kingsbury ordered Adams to prison Friday following a sentencing hearing that included emotional testimony and victim statements from Wright's family, including his mother and his longtime girlfriend.
A former Calaveras County resident who won $2 million in the California lottery last fall, allegedly killed by her husband in Oklahoma, along with her one-year-old daughter. According to reports, the bodies of Tiffany Hill, 31, and John Donato, her 42-year-old husband, found at her Calera, Oklahoma home on July 30th. Authorities reportedly believe Donato shot Hill, then turned the gun on himself. The baby injured in the shooting later died at a nearby hospital. Now, back in November of 2020, Hill won $2 million from a scratcher's lottery ticket, which he purchased at Valley Springs Mini Mart. Months after she married Donato, the family moved from Valley Springs to Oklahoma. Now, the FBI investigating the incident because it occurred on tribal land. Hill, a registered member of the Choctaw Nation. Three other children in the home at the time of the shooting were not injured.
Well, the Amador County Sheriff's Office, along with Calaveras County deputies and East Bay Municipal Utility District Rangers, were dispatched to Lake Comanche Sunday to assist in the search for a drowning victim. Calaveras County Sheriff's Office spokesman Greg Stark reports the man was in his mid-20s and from the Stockton area. He was reportedly swimming near Eucalyptus Point around 1:30 in the afternoon when he experienced difficulty and went underwater. The man was located roughly 50 feet from the shore in about 9 feet of water by divers with the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office at around 5 Sunday evening. Calaveras Consolidated Fire Protection District also responded to the incident. This marks the fourth drowning in Calaveras County this summer.
Well, six people were hospitalized, three with major injury, following a two-car collision on Highway 4 at Old Burns Ferry Road. According to Calaveras Highway Patrol, on Sunday afternoon, just before 3, Taylor Hanifa of Elk Grove, driving northbound on O'Burns Ferry Road, approaching the stop sign at the Highway 4 intersection, when Matthew Lockett and his passenger, traveling westbound Highway 4, east of O'Burns Ferry in the westbound lane. Hanifa entered the intersection, traveled directly into the path of Lockett's vehicle. As a result, the two collided, traveled out of control, coming to rest on the northwest corner of the intersection. Hanifa and her three passengers, and Lockett and his passenger, all taken to Modesto area hospitals. Two of Hanifa's passengers and Lockett's passengers suffered major injury. The CHP's investigation shows the alcohol and or drugs not believed to be a factor in the collision.
And Amador County Public Health reminds us becoming fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best protection for preventing serious illness and hospitalization. Nearly 65% of eligible Amador County residents aged 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine, and close to 16,000 are fully vaccinated. Today, a vaccination pop-up clinic will be offered at the Oaks in Buena Vista from 10 to noon. Both the Pfizer vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine will be offered. No appointment is necessary. Homebound individuals may schedule a home visit to receive their COVID-19 vaccine. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407. Another reminder from Public Health is that individuals who have received only the first dose of the two-dose vaccine series do not yet have maximum protection and are urged to schedule their second dose. Those who are beyond the recommended date for their second dose do not need to restart the vaccine series. Visit vaccines.gov for more information. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.